パラララランタラランタ。
Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages. It's the daily podcast where we read a page of the narrow road between desires and then we talk about it. This is page number 170. Half fallen stone. Both of them had plenty of space to stand on the stone's broad back. Reich looked around anxiously as if worried someone might see them. But they were the only ones there. It was the hinge of the day, the time when all the town's children were running back to dinner, racing to make it home before night settled fully overhead. They faced each other standing on the great gray stone, the tall, dark shape that looked very like a man, the small, dark shape that looked quite like a boy. "There are some changes we'll have to make so it will fit your mother," Bast said without preamble. "You'll have to give it to her. Riverstone works best if it's given as a gift." Reich nodded seriously, looking down at the stone in his hand. "What if she won't wear it?" he asked quietly. Bast blinked, confused. "She'll wear it because you gave it to her," he said. "What if she doesn't?" he asked. Bast opened his mouth, then hesitated and closed it again. He looked up just in time to see the first of twilight's stars emerge. He looked down at the boy. He sighed. He wasn't good at this. That's the end of the page. I'm John from Vintus.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Forever Vin.
Right.
I can confirm that Reich doesn't need to worry. She will wear it because he gave it to her. Like, gifts from children are for wearing. Like, my oldest son got me this for several Christmases ago. He got me this necklace of like an eagle or something. And I don't actually wear it, but what I did do is I put it on the rear view mirror of my truck. And so it's there all the time. So I think that would be a fairly efficacious charm placement.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah, that is something that Reich's not getting, is that Reich's mom obviously cares for her children and would be thoughtful enough to accept a gift that was given in earnest and use it.
Yeah, we didn't see Nettie a lot, but from what we saw, I'm pretty confident that Nettie's a great mom.
It seems like it. She's like many people stuck in bad relationships that are doing their best.
What strikes me about this page is how in earnest Bast is doing his very best to attempt to really help Reich through what is clearly a very difficult period in his life. And, you know, we failed to mention yesterday the image on the page, but, you know, if you're looking back at it, it is a sweet picture of the two holding each other and, you know, Bass transitioning from, you know, to some point almost being like a surrogate maybe for a father, or I don't know, but that he really senses and understands the trauma. And though Bast being Faye has a different perspective on many things, is doing his very best, it seems, to usher him through this period and to make the adjustments that would most comport to what it is that Reich requires.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I wouldn't go so far as to say he's necessarily being a surrogate father, but he is definitely offering some comfort in a time that it's needed. RJ brings up something that I was going to mention. The phrase, it is the hinge of the day. I thought that was really interesting.
That is an interesting phrase because, like, it's not obvious that it would be, right? Like, because It's like before dinner, kind of, or well, so no, it's midsummer. Well, yeah, we had this conversation earlier. Like, we don't necessarily know that means that it's a long, long day. Although I think there are hints in the text that it is a long day, because Bast says at one point, like, what better time than midsummer to get like extra stuff done, because presumably you have
extra... he said it was okay to get drunk at midday because he'd already been up for a while because it was midsummer.
And sure,
it was
the that longest too. Day. Yeah. So evidence abounds that, as in our world, midsummer means longer day. So
yeah. But the hinge of the day, if someone said it's the hinge of the day, I wouldn't necessarily know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I agree.
I think used in this context, I can see how it makes sense. Like, it's just kind of closing out the day. It's almost like,
I think it's the hinge of the day into the night, into the evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Right. Where one
turning point,
a hinge implies, you know, a shift or a closing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's when the street lamps come on and the will-o'-wisps in the wild fairy land tells all the children to come home.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That fits. That fits. I had something that I was going to think. Oh, yes. That's what I was going to say. I want to come back to sort of the discussion of like Reich as a kid. And like what kids are great at is making things more complicated than you want them to be.
Absolutely.
Like you want to explain, like, okay, I have this tidy explanation for you that gives you all the information that I think you need. And then kids are amazing at finding like the one little thing that you didn't quite consider or explain. It's like, well, what about this? And then you're like, yeah, okay, well, this and that too. And then they're like, but what about this other thing? And then they're like, hey, shut up. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely doing some of that with the what about a bear? What about my mom? I really need to protect my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's all that. I do think that's really interesting and very verisimilitudinous. Makes sense for like interacting with kids. It's just like they even when it's not like, oh, this is the clever kid coming up with this really clever idea, it's like it's still tripping up Bast in a different way that he didn't expect.
Yeah, it's just kid stuff. Vin, did you have something you wanted to say?
No, I was just shooting guns for verisimilitudinous.
Oh, okay.
That comes up, I like to give it a little glamour.
I liked the line towards the middle, the tall dark shape that looked very like a man, dark shape that looked quite like a boy. Because it also implies that they are not that, because of course Bast is not a man, he's fey.
Right.
And Reich is kind of approaching that point where he's somewhere in between a boy and a man.
I think to me, what that speaks of is like the loss of innocence in Reich, and that his, that his childhood is not as childlike and carefree as it ought to be.
He doesn't get to be the boy.
Right.
Yeah.
Are they, they're on a graystone. Are they still at the hill?
No, it's not a graystone. It's just a stone in the river.
Oh, okay.
It just happens to be gray. Right. I thought about that. Like that pinged for me as well, Vin. And no. it took me a second
it's the graystone at the end of the last page. As he led the boy back to the graystone at the base of the hill.
Okay, so they're
back in the river.
No. They went to the river to kind of wash up a bit, just to spike some.
Oh, right. Okay, yes. Yep, up and one side of the hill to the half-fallen stone. You're right. Yep, sorry. You're right. I was stuck down at the
particularly
river.
Particularly relevant, but I just always like to point out graystones when I...
Yep. Oh, they're super important, for sure.
Yeah, I do think that if this charm has any magic at all, the graystone is important. But for the record, I still don't think it has any magic. I think it's just a thing that he gave Reich busy work to do to get him out of his hair while he went and took care of things.
It's some crummy toy that you won at the boardwalk that has like a fake charm.
Oh my gosh. Those toys are the worst. I hate those things because they're such garbage. And somehow they become like so emotionally pivotal to the kid. And you're like, no, you don't need this piece of crap. Like it's gonna break in 2 days and you'll forget about it. Like we never needed it in the first place.
But if you don't keep it with you always, your dad's gonna come back and beat your mom. Yeah, I brought it back.
Yeah, thanks. On that cheery
note. I think the way that Kvothe did his charm, like, oh yeah, you could totally melt this down and it would still work because it's attuned to you. That's the way to do it if you're going to do a fake charm.
That's right.
That's what's up. All right. So we'll be shilling fake charms to you on tomorrow's Narrow Page.
Narrow Page.
Narrow Page.